The legislation was introduced by U.S. Representative Steve Sutherland of Florida, who noted this bill isn't anti-environment or anti-clean water. In fact, it's just the opposite.
It really stands in opposition to the EPA and the Corps of Engineers' expansion of their rule, broadening the scope of the authority of the Clean Water Act.
Sutherland said at a time when hardworking families are struggling to get ahead, the House has taken an important step forward in restoring the certainty our farmers, manufacturers, and construction and transportation industries need to grow America's economy. Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council applauded the efforts of Representative Sutherland and the House to block what is described as the largest federal land grab to date. Under current regulations, states have primary responsibility for regulating waters within their boundaries, and twice the U.S. Supreme Court has reaffirmed this authority. The proposed rule strips the balance and expands federal jurisdiction to nearly every water in the country, including ditches, puddles, and ponds. Sutherland's bill, which prevents EPA and the Corps from finalizing, implementing, adopting, or enforcing the proposed rule, has the bipartisan support of 120 co-sponsors. Ashley McDonald, NCBA Environmental Council, said just as importantly to farmers and ranchers, this bill invalidates the interpretive rule which was published alongside the Waters of the United States proposal in an attempt to clarify the normal farming, silviculture, and ranching activities, exemptions under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. She said the interpretive rule actually narrows the scope of what is considered normal farming and ranching practices, and practices such as building a fence or grazing cattle have previously never needed a permit. However, without approval of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, producers could face up to $37,500 in fines per day. This is far from congressional intent and puts farmers and ranchers' livelihoods in jeopardy. So NCBA and PLC strongly encourage the Senate to take up this bill and protect the rights of private property owners across the country. The National Pork Producers Council also hailed the bill's passage and also will be urging the Senate to take similar action. Their president, Howard Hill, said MPPC is grateful to the House overwhelmingly approving this legislation to stop this regulatory overreach, and they need the Senate to follow the House's lead and vote to protect America's farmers. MPPC, along with other ag organizations, did release online maps last week utilizing the same federal data that EPA uses to implement the CWA to help the public better understand the scope of the agency's proposal. Hill said MPPC wants EPA to rescind its ag exemptions rule immediately and to either withdraw the WOTUS rule or work with agriculture to make changes in the proposal that reflect real on-farm conditions, then reopen the rule for public comment. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.